Welcome to Mondays with the Mayor, hosted by Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Rogers.
And good afternoon. Welcome to this week's Mondays with the Mayor. My name is Chris Rogers. I'm the mayor of the city of Santa Rosa. And with me, as always, is Michelle Marquez.
Hi.
Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thank you to Pedego for sponsoring today's show.
Mm-hmm.
And a huge, huge, huge thank you to our guest today.
Yes.
Michelle, as we've been talking about for a couple of weeks, it is the month of the young child. And now is a time, I think, more important than almost any to talk about how we are supporting our children throughout our community.
Very much so, yeah.
So today's guest has been the executive director for the Early Learning Institute for 22 years. The Early Learning Institute is located in Runnert Park. She is the California ambassador to the CDC, has a doctorate in children's neurodevelopment, and is my mom, Michelle.
It's your mom.
So we welcome onto the show today, Dr. Michelle Rogers. How's it going, Mom?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me.
I love when our two worlds collide. I know you love it when you're in meetings as well, and people say, oh, that's Chris's mom. but we are talking today about children. It's a subject that obviously you've had years and decades of experience in. And over the last year, the pandemic has hit kids like no other disaster before. Can you talk a little bit about what you're seeing from your vantage point as the executive director?
Sure. I think that, you know, there are definitely several categories of kids that we are concerned about, and also to reassure most caregivers and parents out there that our youngest ones, if their home life is pretty stable, they're doing fine. Little kids who are home with their caregivers and their parents in their own setting with their own toys really need routines, and they need, you know, solid caregiving, but they're doing okay. We're more concerned about our 2.5, you know, to 5-year-olds. The Early Learning Institute works with birth to 5, because those are the little ones that we want to have peer experiences and preschool experiences and to get out in the world. And really, for the last year, they have not been able to do that. And there is a window of sensory growth that happens between 2 and 5. And if you're in the same environment with the same people doing the same things pretty much day in and day out, your capacity to tolerate different sensory experiences is not growing. So we're encouraging, you know, parents to get out there safely, to start to think about what can they do with their kids. It's a little different. And many, many children are beginning to go back to preschool and childcare. And we think, you know, especially for our 2.5 and up, that's going to be really important.
Yeah. And so obviously the work that you do, the work that the Early Learning Institute does, and a lot of the upstream investment programs that this community has put money into really starts with identifying when there's a problem, or making sure that children are on the correct path to learn and to grow. How has that played out through the pandemic without having the same level of contact points between teachers and other professionals here in our community?
Yeah, we call it eyes on children, and there are definitely less eyes on. And if you're a first-time parent, especially, and you're not using any of the developmental checklists or tracking apps, it's difficult to know if your child's development is on track, as we say. So what we've seen in referrals to Early Start, which is a special needs program for infants and toddlers, has dropped almost 60% during the pandemic. It's on its way back up. We've done a ton of outreach around this. But what we really are encouraging parents to do is to go to the earlylearninginstitute.com website and take the free screening tool that's there for parents to take a look at how are the kids in my life doing. The CDC, which is my other hat, has a website, Learn the Signs, Act Early. There's a free app to download to track the development of your child. And we really want parents to know that they can call us directly. They do not need a referral from anybody else. They should talk to their pediatrician if they have concerns, but they don't have to wait to do that. Because not only are the developmental inputs to parents down across during this last pandemic, but visits to pediatricians are also down, and we need parents to just take action and move forward. And if there's nothing going on with your child, you just want, you know, things to be checked out, we can do that too. Services are free and easy, and we come to you. We can do it on Zoom, do it in person, but we're here to be supportive.
How important is it for young children, 2.5 to 5 years old, to socialize with other children?
It becomes more and more important as they get older, obviously, because in the United States we educate children in groups. A child has to be able to tolerate being in a group of kids. Mm-hmm. And so learning, keep your hands to yourself, sit up in your desk, you know, those kinds of things. And we don't expect that from 2-year-olds, but we do expect that from 4-year-olds. So socializing with 2.5-year-olds, they play side by side. Socializing with 4-year-olds, they play together. They may do pretend play, et cetera. So these are all skills that can be learned. But the window of opportunity when kids really are pushing this is right here in this 2.5 to 5-year-old. We want kids to go to kindergarten ready to learn. That mm-hmm. means they have to have control of themselves to do
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah. And so from a perspective of, I don't want to call it a lost year in education, but obviously kids have not been in schools in the traditional sense over the last call it year, call it 8 months. How resilient are kids to coming back from that sort of a deficit and really making strides at this phase in their development?
I think kids are amazingly resilient and flexible and adaptable. I will point out in our community, you know, we've had 4 years of fires and now the pandemic trauma. So our kids, while very resilient, keep getting a lot of stuff to deal with. So we're encouraging caregivers, you know, to provide sort of that extra support around routines and introducing new ways for their kids to learn and grow. It doesn't all have to be in traditional settings of classrooms or groups, you know, or that kind of thing. But kids definitely need stimulation, and the more activities and the more experiences they have, the better their brain growth is.
So in the meantime right now, and you mentioned the screening tools that are available online for parents, for grandparents, for aunts, uncles, what should parents be doing with their kids today?
Well, I think that one of the things is to read up a little bit, if you can, on what is typical child development and what are you seeing for your child around the age of your child, remembering that there's a window, that kids do have their own developmental trajectory, we call it, in the way that they learn and grow. But there is a general sense of what kids should be doing at 2 and at 2.5 and at 3. So to learn about those things, and if your child is behind or not doing some of those things, to have somebody else to talk to about that. So calling, call ELI. Again, we're a free service. You know, you can talk to your pediatrician, but don't wait. You know, 3 to 6 months for a little one is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Not like 3 to 6 months to an adult. So don't wait. Get it checked out. You know, services are free and easy. We don't label kids, that kind of thing. Parents can also be talking with other parents. As we open up a little bit and we think about our kids, kids are not vaccinated yet, where can you create a safe bubble for your child? How can you introduce mask wearing for your child in a way that's fun and safe? We have white cotton masks here from the CDC, and we're having the kids decorate their own masks, and then they will wear them very proudly. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of things that parents can be doing. And then the other thing I would say to parents is very much in the line of put your mask on first. If you're in an airplane and the oxygen mask falls, take care of yourself. Talk with folks so you get a break. And you take a turn with their kids, maybe, you know, they take a turn with your kids. But parents who are stressed out communicate that stress to their little ones. And so we want parents to be taking care of themselves as much as they possibly can. We all know this is a very stressful time.
Yeah. Well, we're Mondays with the Mayor here, and we're talking with Dr. Michelle Rogers. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break here to listen to commercials. And then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about child care capacity in our community and some of the ongoing programs that parents can take advantage of here over the next couple of months. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
You've been listening to Mondays with the Mayor, hosted by Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Rogers. Check back every other Monday at 12:30 p.m. for another deep dive into political policy.
Are you looking for fun things to do outside? Sonoma County has many miles of bike paths from city to country to coast. Well, here's a new way to enjoy them.
Try the most comfortable and user-friendly electric bikes on earth, Pedego Electric Bikes. They deliver fun, exercise, and a green alternative for transportation.
Their high-quality, innovative pedal or knot models include cruisers, tandems, commuters, mountain bikes, and a convenient folding bike.
The twist-and-go throttle gives riders instant manual control over their speeds while the pedal assist automatically adds power to their pedaling.
This is Colin here from Pedego Electric Bikes, offering you a free one-hour test ride so you can experience the fun of an e-bike yourself. We have 19 on- and off-road models in stock today. Call, ask for me, Colin.
Offering rentals, tours, sales, and service of Pedego Electric Bikes. Tell your smartphone to go to Pedego Santa Rosa. Plan your next adventure. Where will you go? Pedego.
Riding around, feeling free.
Do you own a car or truck that you no longer use? Maybe it's an RV and your camping days are long over. Put that vehicle to good use by donating to the charity that is best at keeping kids safe. Hi, it's Rainey with the Polyclass Foundation. The best thing you can do for children in your community is to donate your vehicle to the Polyclass Foundation. Proceeds from your donations provide social media safety education to middle school children in our region and thousands of child safety kits each year. We also help to promote laws that keep our children safe. And thanks to your support, the Polyclass Foundation has been helping to bring missing children home for over two decades. If you have a vehicle you no longer need, please give us a call. We make donating easy, and you'll receive the maximum tax deduction. Call the Polyclass Foundation today at 707-769-1334 or go to polyclass.org. Thanks for your support.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. Spring is finally here, and that means The Floor Store's spring sale. Now to May 3rd, you'll find up to 50% off storewide on carpet, hardwood, tile, waterproof flooring, really everything. You also get interest-free financing for two full years. And one more thing, 10% off all labor, including our famous installation guarantee. Spring renews the world. Our spring sale renews your home. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your area flooring authority.
Welcome back to Mondays with the Mayor with Chris Rogers on KSRO. And now, here's Chris.
And we're back. And this is Mondays with the Mayor, brought to you by Pedego today. And we are talking today with Dr. Michelle Rogers of the Early Learning Institute, specifically about how our children have been most impacted during the pandemic and ways that we as a community can help to support them. So, Michelle, one of the things that you and I have talked about before has been the lack of child care resources that are available throughout Sonoma County. And obviously, right. If you were working from home while your kids were doing their tele-education, it was at least doable, if not comfortable, typically doable. But now as we go back to work, as people are back in their offices, we're really starting to notice a complete lack of child care for folks, particularly essential workers. And that's been a big hindrance on getting back to normal. Dr. Rogers, what are you seeing out there in terms of our child care capacity in Sonoma County?
Yeah, I think that we're hearing the same thing. ELI has a small preschool, which we are reopening May 1st in a very small way. But the restrictions on how many kids we can have and, you know, all of the how far apart they have to be and how many kids in the same space and all of that have hit everybody. And we get calls every single day from parents looking for child care and preschool. And imagine if you have a child with special needs, it's even harder to find a good setting. I think the last estimates I heard were that we were down at least 40% in child care slots. And while we're hoping that many of those come back, we do know that between the fires and the pandemic, we have lost more than a few slots in Sonoma. And we're waiting for maybe as many as 200 sites to decide whether they're going to reopen or not. So that's a big impact for the kids and for their parents.
Yeah, and I'll do a quick plug for the City of Santa Rosa's new pilot program that we launched just a couple of months ago. It is specific on child care, and it focuses two different branches. One is stabilizing those folks who currently have existing child care sites so that they can open back up and don't need to close their doors permanently. And then the second is building capacity throughout our community, making opportunities available for folks to start their own businesses as well.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. And I have to say that, you know, ELI's preschool has benefited from some of that blended and braided funding that's come in for child care providers and preschools. But I think, you know, as we move towards summer, what we're really looking at is next August, as kids come back to child care and preschool, a lot of the kids who should have been receiving developmental supports and social emotional supports for the last few months that nobody had eyes on, everybody will begin to see. So we're all bracing for the tidal wave of children who will need additional assistance. And I don't need to point out to you that we're going to open things back up. I think most people are talking about middle of August to September, right there in the middle of fire season. Mm. So, you know, we're all working hard to get the supports that folks need in place before that happens.
Yeah, and let's dig in there just a little bit, too, because we have seen resources that are starting to come into our community. You know, the American Rescue Act is putting about $36 million back into Santa Rosa to be able to utilize on some of these, and we don't quite have the guidance yet. But if you were making recommendations to policymakers, and I'm not going to be shy in telling the public that my phone frequently rings from you when you think that we're doing the wrong things, what guidance would you give as we start to talk about those recovery funds here throughout Santa Rosa in Sonoma County?
I think, you know, this is where I say to policymakers, you know, put your money where your mouth is. We talk about upstream in our community all the time. There is an initiative that's been put together by our First Five Commission, looking at how can we take some of that recovery money from all the different entities, the cities and the county coming into Sonoma County as a whole, and put it into children's programming, particularly mental health, social emotional programming, to support caregivers and child care providers and parents and grandparents to really meet the needs of their young kids. Children need secure, stable adults to feel secure and stable themselves, which means home visiting programs, means, you know, more child care slots. It needs appropriate places to play that are safe and clean. So, for example, here at ELI, we have an opportunity to expand our space. Our landlords are just amazing around some of this, so that we'll have more clean and safe play spots for kids with special needs to meet with their teachers to get the services they need. So I would say to policymakers, you know, you should be spending some of that money on kids and kid programming. And I think the First Five initiative is a good one. It's well thought out. It's inclusive across the board. It doesn't require a lot of extra startup kinds of stuff. It puts money into programs that are already up and running.
Now, when you are talking about mental health for young children, it's easy, or it can be easier, for an adult to express sort of how they're feeling and put it into words, and you can sort of work on coming to the root of what their issues might be. Kids don't necessarily have the capacity. So how do you tell when a child is having issues with their mental health?
Yeah, that's a good question. We do a lot of, I have a picture, I'm laughing because I have a picture in my office of a little baby on a couch and saying this is not early childhood mental health. But we really help parents think about what is typical for their child. Are there changes in eating or sleeping or toileting? You know, wetting the bed that comes back is a big predictor of a 3.5 or 4-year-old that they're struggling at nighttime. Mm-hmm. You know, Chris and I have talked about this before. the fire that happened in the middle of the night made many children afraid to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of work with parents around how do we establish secure bedtimes? Or in the pandemic, if you need to play by yourself for hours because mom's working at the computer or dad, you know, how can we support things besides TV programs for little kids? Mm-hmm. And so attachment behaviors, the parent, the child's need to be close to their parent. So that's okay. It's those, what are our expectations? We value independence more than we probably should for little children. What we're looking for, interdependence. And mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. kids' social emotional is, you know, are they hitting? Are they throwing? Are they quick to tears? Things that make sense when you say them out loud, but not to be dismissive to say, well, that's just because of the pandemic. Right. We know what it's because of. So now how do we help this child
right.
express themselves? So art, you know, give a child a crayon or chalk,
mm-hmm.
Sensory play, you know, a sandbox. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what kids will do with being able to run their hands through things. Very predictable routines, lots of verbal reassurance. So if mom is dropping off and dad is picking up, tell the child that.
Mm-hmm.
It's even a two-year-old, you know, where people think, oh, you know, they're a year old, they're 18 months, they won't remember. They do indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be reassuring really overtly with kids.
Right.
And are these the same behaviors that parents should be watching for as looking for reentry issues as kids go back to school or go to school for the first time?
Yes, and that's a phone call we're getting a lot is my child is not keeping their hands to themselves. And you think about, how many of us want to hug each other?
Right.
And so kids, right, they're back and they want to touch their friends and they want to do all those things. And so that which we're not supposed to do is the most attractive thing to do for little ones. And so don't touch your friend makes it, oh, let's see if I can just poke them this much. So it's giving them something else to do with their hands. You know, we're doing lots of manipulatives in hands to play with while they're doing other things. But it's also lots of use your words. What else can we do to express, you know, that I didn't like that? They're all typical things we do with little ones that are now magnified, and we're reminding people that the changes are just as hard on the kids as they are on the adults, and so we have to be sort of bigger in our response to it, but not to go overboard and put the idea in the kids' heads that, oh, you must be worried about this,
mm-hmm.
because honestly, the two-year-olds are not necessarily worried about it.
You know, Michelle, I'm chuckling because as I listen to my mom talk about how to teach kids and treat kids, I'm getting flashbacks to my own childhood, and a lot of things are making a lot more sense these days.
A little bit of therapy session for you here, Chris. That's
good. particularly what I heard, keeping kids busy so that they don't do things that they're not supposed to do, which she might still do. So we've got about two more minutes here. Let's go ahead and make sure, just for folks who are listening, let's give them those resources one more time, how they can access resources for their children here in Sonoma County.
Okay, so you can start with our website, earlylearninginstitute.com, or call the office, 707-591-0170. Services are free. They're available in English and Spanish. Someone will help you get where you need to go, even if it's not ELI. If you're listening from outside Sonoma County, there is a number set up, 1-800-515-BABY, B-A-B-Y. And that links you to the early start line at the Department of Developmental Services for the state of California, and they will help you find the early start program in your area so that you can talk about your child's development and or social emotional needs. Early start is 0 to 3, but they can still get you to programs that are 0 to 5.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And again, we've been talking with Dr. Michelle Rogers with the Early Learning Institute. Thanks for coming on, Mom, and talking to us about kids. It's been a good conversation today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. So nice to meet you.
You too.
And you've been listening to Mondays with the Mayor, brought to you today by Pedego. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. And be sure to head to the website, which is earlylearninginstitute.com. I'm Michelle Marquis, and this is KSRO.
You've been listening to Mondays with the Mayor, hosted by Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Rogers. Check back every other Monday at 12:30 p.m. for another deep dive into political policy.